Addiction for Joseph Casper, K-A-S-P as in Paul, E-R, July 1447. Address as a letter to Dr. Ball, B-A-L-L, 775-6472. Dear Terry, T-E-R-R-Y, follow up for Mr. Casper. He goes by Joe, 78-year-old gentleman who has chronic kidney disease. He has a history of monoclonal gammopathy. He's aware of kidney abnormalities. I used to see him 15, 20 years back. Presently, weight, appetite is stable, no vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding. There is nocturia 3 or 4 times, but no infection, cloudiness, or blood or incontinence. Takes medication for esophageal reflux. There is neuropathy bilateral up to the knee. Also on the hands. No ulcers, no claudications, no motor weakness, no major edema. Denied chest pain palpitation, increase of dyspnea, orthopnea, PND. He feels tired easily, but no chest pain palpitations. Mild lightheadedness, but no syncope, no major skin abnormalities, chronic back pain with prior compression fracture, apparently T6 or T7. He has enlargement of the prostate and a high PSA around 14. Random biopsies apparently negative, follows with urology, Dr. Cotan, C-O-T-A-N-T. Next paragraph, his past medical history, enlargement of the prostate, peripheral neuropathy, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, chronic kidney disease, prior history of UTI and prostatitis, esophageal reflux on treatment, hypothyroidism on replacement, prior TIAs without sequela, monoclonal gammopathy without defining issues. He presented as a plasmacytoma with T6 compression fracture, bone marrow, no multiple myeloma, no other osteolytic lesions. At that time, protein electrophoresis was negative, and he underwent debulking of that area as well as radiation treatment, received Zometa, Z-O-M-E-T-A, for 4 years, discontinued in 2007 because of worsening of creatinine. He also received chemotherapy with dexamethasone, adriamycin, and Velcade, V-E-L-C-A-D-E, with a tandem, T-A-N-D-E-M, transplant, bone marrow, 2005, June and September, was on thalidomide, severe peripheral neuropathy, discontinued 17 months later. Repeat bone marrow biopsy 2006-2008, no increase in plasma cells. Free light change, a minor increase of kappa, K-A-P-P-A, has been followed closely, Dr. Sakai, as well as University of Michigan. Most recent PET scan. Tiny lytic lesions, innumerable, considered as quiescent metastatic disease. Please refer to the notes of Dr. Sakai for more details. Next paragraph. He denies giving thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, gastrointestinal bleeding, liver abnormalities, kidney stone, or heart issues. Next paragraph. He's a prior smoker, only for 2 years, as a young adult, occasionally beer, no drugs, side effects reported to Lipitor, Zetia, Macrodantin, all statins, Bactrim. Next paragraph. Medications presently include aspirin, vitamin D, B12, Nurantin, Metoprolol, Prilosec, Repatha, REPATHA, thyroid, probiotics, and for his enlargement of the prostate, Alfazosin, ALFUZOSIN, no anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, review system done. Next paragraph, prison weight 158, 66 inches tall, blood pressure 120 over 70 on the right, 140 over 80 on the left. Very pleasant, alert, oriented time 4, mild decrease hearing, normal speech, normal eye movements, no respiratory distress, lungs are clear, no pleural effusion wheezes, no arrhythmia, no palpable masses, ascites, or tenderness, no palpable liver spleen, no gross edema, and non-focal. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries. April 13, creatinine for the last few years is stabilizing around 1.3 to 1.6. Most recent one, 1.44 for a GFR of 50, stage 3. Normal potassium acid base, minor decreased sodium. Normal calcium, glucose in the lower hundreds. No gross anemia, does have chronic low platelets. Probably worse, presently 85. Elevated white blood cell count, predominance of neutrophils. There is low gamma globulin level. There is an increase of kappa, fluctuating around 26 to 40, with a ratio 21 to 24, and with normal levels of lambda. Viscosity has been normal, ferritin iron saturation low normal, liver function test not elevated. No protein in the urine, no monoclonal protein in the urine. Normal folic acid B12, normal LDH, normal thyroid. We are requesting a kidney ultrasound. Last bomber of biopsy, October 2024. X-ray bone survey, compression deformity T7. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. TKD stage 3. A change from baseline since around April 2025. That has symptoms of enlarging of the prostate. Reason for what kidney ultrasound is being requested. He does have monoclonal protein kappa, KAPP8. As indicated before, he has no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, or volume overload. Blood pressure was fair to good control in the office. He's on no nephrotoxic agents. There is no proteinuria, no anti-inflammatory agents. In the differential diagnosis, we have to consider monoclonal gammopathy of renal, RENAL significance. The only way to make a diagnosis of that is by doing a renal biopsy. We'll see what the ultrasound shows first. And the treatment, of course, is related to control plasma cell disorder. We will follow this over time. He has some concerns about what further treatment can be offered for his plasma cell, as he has extensive treatment as indicated above with side effects. Continue to follow.